Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we had planned to show the 1950 comedy Father of the Bride with Spencer Tracy and Elizabeth Taylor, but due to circumstances beyond our control, we weren't able to follow through with that. Instead, we're showing the sequel, Father's Little Dividend. The original movie was such a success with critics and audiences that the studio quickly put a sequel into motion, reuniting the first movie's cast, as well as director Vincent Minnelli and screenwriters Francis Goodrich and Albert Hackett. However, star Spencer Tracy, who had no interest in doing another movie with the characters, was reluctant. But Katharine Hepburn convinced him otherwise, and Tracy ended up enjoying making the movie, though he did turn down the idea of a second sequel, which never materialized. Speaking of sequels, some critics, like Leonard Maltin, point to this as one of the first proper movie sequels with a continuing storyline. Though I'm not so sure about that. I mean, like, for example, The Bride of Frankenstein predates it by over 15 years. But that's another matter. Now, this movie is set about a year after the events of the first film, and it was released about a year after the first film was released, which is a pretty remarkable turnaround time, especially compared to today, when it could take 3 to 5 years, or even a decade, for a sequel to come out. It was filmed in less than a month, and came in under budget. In fact, production was so fast that director Vincent Minnelli was able to film it during a break in the production of An American in Paris, his lavish musical with Gene Kelly. Now, looking at the cast, Don Taylor, who returns as new husband Buckley, had a successful acting career, and later a successful career as a film and television director. Sitcom fans will recognize the obstetrician as being played by Hayden Rourke, who later played Dr. Bellows in I Dream of Jeannie. Billy Burke, who plays Buckley's mother, is best known as Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz, while Joan Bennett is well remembered by horror fans as Elizabeth Collins Stoddard on Dark Shadows. Now, in addition to today's movie, we also have a bonus Merry Melodies cartoon. It's called A Mouse Divided, where Sylvester and his wife get their own unexpected blessed event. Now, this was made before Sylvester Jr. was introduced, so we're not talking about that character. It was directed by Friz Freleng, features an uncredited Bea Benaderet as Sylvester's wife, and is the second appearance of the usually drunk Stork. Now, please remember to leave your comments and suggestions with us. We really do want to hear from you. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can check for any movies you missed on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you are interested in seeing the original movie, Father of the Bride, we do have it in our DVD collection. It's part of one of the Greatest Classic Movies collections. You can check on our website in the catalog to see if it's on the shelf. Well, thanks very much for stopping by, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie and cartoon. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1953, here's A Mouse Divided. And from MGM in 1951, here's Father's Little Dividend.